Good evening. I'm John Yang. In the Israel-Hamas war, today was a day of impeded progress. Amid Gaza's worsening humanitarian crisis, Hamas fired rockets at Israeli forces near the main entry point for aid. That led Israel to close the gateway. The Israeli military said three soldiers were killed. The Kerem Shalom crossing has been a lifeline for more than a million displaced Palestinians in need of food, water, and medicine. And in Cairo, the latest round of talks aimed at a hostage release and ceasefire deal has ended as Hamas negotiators went back to Qatar. They're to return to Cairo on Tuesday. Hamas is holding to its position that they would only release hostages in exchange for a permanent ceasefire. That's something Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says is out of the question.
But while Israel has shown willingness, Hamas remains entrenched in its extreme positions. First among them, the demand to remove all our forces from the Gaza Strip, end the war, and leave Hamas in power. The state of Israel cannot accept that.
And the Israeli cabinet voted to shut down Al Jazeera's operations in Israel. Shortly afterward, the main cable provider took it off the air. The Foreign Press Association in Israel called it a dark day for media and democracy. In Kenya, the Interior Ministry said the death toll from flooding and landslides has risen to 228. Torrential rains have battered Kenya for weeks and are forecast to get worse. Homes, roads, and bridges have been destroyed, and more than 200,000 people have been displaced. Ukraine marked its third Orthodox Easter at war with Russia. Ukrainians flocked to churches even as Russia kept up its assault on the Eastern Front. Behind the front line, a chaplain held mass and blessed soldiers who showed the signs of being outgunned and outmanned. In his Easter address, President Volodymyr Zelensky said God has a Ukrainian flag on his shoulder. And the art world has lost one of its great innovators. Frank Stella died of lymphoma yesterday at his New York City home. His paintings and sculptures are distinguished by his use of geometric patterns and shapes. When critics tried to interpret his work, he said, "What you see is what you see," a phrase that became the unofficial motto of the minimalist movement. Frank Stella was 87 years old. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, what a shifting civil war means for the future of Myanmar. And a new book details the personal struggles and triumphs of those living with mental health issues.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.